Hello guys, I hope you guys are doing well and I hope you guys are feeling good. Today I want to share with you guys my COVID-19 experience. Time has really flown. During the time where I experienced the real cases, na nilisikia watu wamekufa, nilisikia watu wanaumwa, nilisikia familia hii imepoteza huyu mtu, ilikuwa ni kipindi cha mwezi wa 5 mwaka 2020. Just coming to think about it, it was 2020, now it's 2021. Oh, muda umeenda sana. Kwa by that time nilipitia mambo mawili matatu na nilio ambao nitaenda kuwaambia. When experiences zetu zikawa almost the same au ikawa tofauti. Some of them are funny, some of them are not funny. Kwa the first thing ambayo mimi nilik experience, it was fear. Niliogopa sana. Nikasema huu ndo mwisho wa dunia. Yani, unaposikia kule kwenye Biblia, unaposikia sio watu wanaposema like it's the end of the world, this is the end of the world. Na kabla ya kupata hii hofu, nilikuwa nafikiria kwamba ugonjwa COVID-19, bwana, ugonjwa ni wa Wachina, ugonjwa ni wa Wazungu. Haiwezekani ukaja Tanzania, not in Africa, and mostly not even in Tanzania. So I was like confident and it never really hit me that serious. It never really bothered me that much. So I was like, okay. Lakini on May, that month, I got really scared. And nikasema, now, this is the end of life. Hapa ndo mwisho. And as I said before, by that time, bado nilikuwa nafanya kazi at a certain hospital. So I was, the level of fear was in, I think, rather I wouldn't say it was increasing, but at least it was not that much, because at least I could go outside and see the condition of people na vitu kama hivyo. I think kama ningebaki tu ndani ningekuwa na zile panic attack, like what is going on at the hospitals, vitu gani vinafanyika. So at least I knew the situation at the hospital. Was it that much bad, or was it moderate, or was it low? So at least that information kept me going. Like I would get information of what to do, current information, the right things to do. So at least that thing kept me going. So kitu kingine ambacho nilexperience kipindi cha COVID-19 was fear of death. Nilikuwa naogopa kuumwa, nilikuwa naogopa kufa. Nilikuwa nasema sasa this COVID-19, kama ni mafua, ni coughing, ni high temperatures, ni kutokushika sehemu ambazo ziko infected, will I survive? Because you can't really stand, or you can't really walk like 24 hours without you touching a certain surface. Automatically you just find yourself leaning on a wall or leaning on something. So mwisho siku unakuwa uko kwenye panic, like umvae maybe gloves, how you keep your hands off any surface, you keep on sanitizing, you keep on being clean, and it's almost impossible. Number two, I was scared. I don't have a bloodline. Like, nobody to continue my bloodline. I don't have kids. Most of the kids that people usually see me with are my nephews, my little nephews and little nieces. For you, another thing was like, I don't have a bloodline to continue my legacy. Like, what will I tell the heavens? I don't have a bloodline. What was I doing for all these 20-something years here? So, like, I had, like, that situation. I don't have a husband. I was at the age. And also, another experience is I was so scared. Will I be infected or not? Will I get sick or not? And if I get sick, will I be isolated? Because the watu wale wa kwanza walikuwa na umoja, walikuwa isolated. Like, you can't even see them. Because everybody was in a panic. Everybody was in a state of taking a lot of precautions. So I was scared. Will I be infected or not? Na fever, hata kama ni slight fever, I'm like so scared. Is it COVID-19? Is it the disease? Is it the virus? Which most of the time, unakuta tu ni fatigue, na ilikuwa inapita. Au labda unakuta tu ni normal flu inapita. So another experience, I missed the outside. I missed the outdoor. So I really missed the outdoor. I missed my friends. I missed even the people who you don't really know, and you meet them at the bar, you meet them at the clubs, and you just say hi, or you just make random stories. I just missed the experience of being outside and meeting people and socializing and enjoying music. I really miss that. Na nilikuwa nasema, like, if the world will continue being in this sorrowful mood, I don't know where will I be. I'll probably go insane. I'll probably be depressed thank God things are changing now. Okay, another experience was I kept washing my hands as much as I can. Nikona sanitizer, but mostly I used to wash my hands. I knew washing hands would save my life. I knew keeping my hands clean, keeping a social distance would save my life. Not only my life, but would save my neighbor's life. So I used to wash my hands as frequently as I can, avoiding touching surfaces which are not clean. So another experience was I depended on the word of God for hope. I depended on the word of God to sleep and wake up tomorrow. I depended on the word of God to see my tomorrow, to survive, to live. I believe that my hope was only from God. So I kept listening to the word of God. I kept listening to messages of hope, and I made it through. I also felt like the world had come down to a state of sorrowfulness. It has shut down. Ilikuwa kama imejifunga. Yani ilikuwa ni katika huzuni ambayo hauelezeki. Kwa sababu nobody was happy. There's no reason to smile. There was no reason to be happy. Wakati wengine hawafurahi. Unajua automatically unaweza kusema okay, I'm going to be happy, lakini unakuta even the closest people who are close to you are not happy because they're experiencing some state of sorrowfulness. So another experience was also nil experience kama some places zilifungwa, cinema, masherehe na vitu kama hivyo, like there was no more outdoor activities, it was only indoor. I felt I missed that freedom of not worrying, of having zero worries about the pandemic. Like you're just sitting down outside, you make stories, you go back home. You know, but you have zero worries. You are a free soul. You are not even worried about like, oh, COVID-19. You are not even thinking about it. You don't even know if it's existing. So I really miss that situation. As well, I also experienced like not attending classes for some while, like 2 months. I didn't go to class. Okay, and one last experience was the discomfort of putting on masks. At first, I don't know what was happening to my head or what was happening to my mind. I even used to wear those N95 masks, which I think N95 masks ni za wale watu ambao, maybe the ones who were working at clinical areas, when I was like N95, I wasn't working at clinical areas. I was just working around the administration areas, and I couldn't even breathe sometime. And I was like, no, I'm just going to go with using mask as anguo, the cloth made mask, and I'm going to be safe and I can breathe and I can wash them, I can iron them, and they are mine and I can reuse them. And another experience that I've remembered, I used to have panic attack about my siblings, panic attack about my parents. Are you okay? Are you putting on a mask? Are you inside? Is everybody okay? Are you fine? I was so scared. Like some family members in other families have died. What about my family members? Are we going to be safe? Are we going to go through this? So I had a lot of panic attack, and I thank God is faithful. He took us through. So after all this experience of COVID-19, I've come to learn that we need to value each and every moment. We need not to take things for granted. We need not to take our time, our outdoor, our time that we spend with friends, our time that we are happy and we are having zero worries. We shouldn't take anything for granted. We should value our life. We should be grateful for our life. And we should thank God and put God as the center of our universe. So that's what I have learned during this COVID-19 experience. I hope you guys have enjoyed, or rather you have learned something from my experience. And if you have experience, be sure to share your experiences in my comments, or you can DM me in my Instagram, or you can comment on my Instagram. Thank you guys, and until next time, bye.